Well, currently, as an emergency manager, I work within what's called the Fire and Emergency Services Department to manage a small team that does planning, training, and exercising. But the board has indicated that they would like to take this program in a new direction. And so they're creating a new Department of Emergency Management, which the director position will lead. And it's going to be a much more expanded and dynamic department. We're hoping to actually create a program that's going to not only address the needs that we've traditionally faced, whether it's the fires of 2017 or the Russian River floods, but those things that may come our way in the next 5-10 years.
That's a good point. As we see these fires that have been more and more destructive each year, I mean, what's that going to look like for emergency management as these needs change?
Emergency management, when I started, was a relatively quiet profession. You'd prepare for earthquakes and floods. But now we're starting to see more dynamic events, as you alluded to. I took my master's in climate change, and we did not think we'd actually see impacts until the year 2030 or 40. We're starting to see it now. And that really changes the game because historical flood or fire events no longer tell us exactly what's going to happen in the future.
How have our systems already improved under your leadership? And what else do you hope to change moving forward?
Well, it's important to note that it's not just me. I feel like I've been kind of holding the fort, if you would. While the county has moved ahead aggressively in recovery and looking ahead to what does Sonoma County need to do over the next 5 years to make it more resilient? Is it land use planning issues? Is it the ability to better work with our volunteer and organization disasters? Is it the ability to harness, if you would, the power of community and social cohesion? All of that has been occurring across the county in multiple departments. We've invested heavily in alert and warning system improvements, tested our alert and warning systems, and really gotten a good feel for where we need to go in developing our new alert and warning program.
We've been really at the forefront of testing our emergency management systems and sharing that with other regions. I'm wondering if you can talk about where our technology is now and where you think it will move in the next few years.
Well, there is no single best method for alert and warning the community when we have sudden threats to life, safety, or property, especially those that dynamically explode upon us like a wildfire. So in developing our alert and warning systems, we really want to use a broad range of methods, but there's no guarantee that those warnings are going to get through to everybody. Flat out technologies can't provide that level of security and continuity that we need to perform at 100%. So instead, we continue to urge people that live in Sonoma County to work together as families, as neighborhoods, as communities, to build up the networks that are going to allow us to communicate with each other during a disaster event. Much like these fires of 2017, a large part, if not most of the warning, was done by individuals, neighbors, going door to door, checking on those that they knew that might need extra attention or assistance in evacuation. That's what we need to still continue and really reinforce.